Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're learning more about what happened in that vehicle explosion this morning in downtown Nashville, which blew out windows, incinerated the street, knocking over a police officer on the scene. Local police have been joined by investigators from the FBI and the ATF. Let's get an update from Chaz Sisk, senior editor from member station WPLN in Nashville. And Chaz, this story, as you well know, began to unfold early this morning. Police responding to a call of shots fired in that area. They didn't find any evidence of that. And the question all day has been, why did they say this explosion was intentional? And why did they start evacuating people? Now they've revealed more details about what happened. Tell us what we know.
Well, what they're telling us is that there was a warning being broadcast from an RV that was found on the scene down there, warning people to clear the area if they were within hearing of the message. And that's what they set about doing, is they started alerting people in the neighboring buildings. There are some residential buildings above street level. So they started clearing out those buildings as fast as possible and clearing the scene.
Yeah, and we're going to hear some of this very chilling sound, but it is Christmas Day, and so this area was pretty empty on the street, but what normally would be there?
Yeah, I mean, this is the tourist district of Nashville. It's about a couple blocks north of Lower Broadway, which is the heart of the honky-tonk district. So on a normal day, this would have been bustling with people starting around early afternoon, people going in and out of the bars and the clubs on into the evening. So the timing of this at about 6 in the morning was pretty fortuitous for people.
Well, yeah. And it also added to how chilling this video is, because it's kind of an empty street. And the sound and the video of the car was captured by a nearby security camera. The sound is coming from the vehicle just before the explosion. It's a woman's voice, you have to listen, telling people to evacuate. All buildings in this area must be evacuated now. If you can hear this message, evacuate now. Just, again, chilling. So police heard this coming out of this car, trying to get people out. Then the explosion, we understand one police officer knocked over, another's having trouble hearing, but thank goodness, not too serious injuries.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, they've been pretty consistent throughout the day that there were three people that received treatment. Those two officers you mentioned, the third person doesn't sound like it was very serious. No fatalities as far as we have heard.
But why? You know, Chaz, why would this happen on a time when the street is empty, huge fireball, you know, and plumes of smoke, and we're seeing the pictures, the devastation, and this elaborate ruse to perhaps get police down there with a report of shots fired and then have this recording? Why?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, that is the big question. The FBI and the ATF, they just held a press conference about an hour ago. They say that they are scouring the city for leads to try to figure out what the motive is. They would not give any details on what that investigation is involving, but there was a call for people, if they know anything, to call them up and to go to an online website and share what they know, because right now it's very unclear what the motive was for this.
What a terrible, but as you said, kind of a little blessing in there that it was early on Christmas Day. Chaz Sisk at WPLN in Nashville. Again, powerful explosion from a vehicle in the downtown area today. We'll follow this story. Chaz, thank you.
My pleasure.